进到后面。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
We're looking today at James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18.
今天我们看雅各书第三章十三到十八节。
James focuses in these verses on the topic of wisdom.
雅各在这些经文里专注智慧这个话题。
It logically follows the topic of our speech, which James addressed in verses 1 through 12.
这是第一到十二节章节的延续。
He mentioned teachers in verse 1.
他在第一节中提到老师。
Teachers should be wise and understanding.
老师应该是明智和有理解能力的。
Wisdom will also reveal itself in our speech.
我们是否有智慧能够从我们的谈话里面听出来。
Boasting and denying the truth show that one does not have godly wisdom.
吹牛和否认事实表明我们没有神的智慧。
This section also ties in with the greater context.
我们今天看的超越雅各第三章十三到十八节的范围。
It picks up on the topic of wisdom from chapter 1, verse 5.
我们也谈到第一章五节有关智慧的话题。
It refers to deeds and impartiality about which James wrote in chapter 2.
我们也谈到行动和公正性，雅各在第二章中写道。
And it anticipates chapter 4 with the reference to peace.
我们也预计第四章谈到和平。
When I was a young teenager, I became interested once in learning about wisdom in the Bible.
当我还是青少年的时候，我想从圣经里学习智慧。
Since I had seen adults do it, I thought it would be good to start by underlining verses that had to do with wisdom.
我看到大人这么做，也想跟着学智慧有关的经文。
I started in the book of Proverbs.
我从箴言书开始学。
I soon learned that was not a good way to start.
我很快理解到，从箴言书开始学习智慧不是好主意。
The book of Proverbs is all about wisdom.
整本箴言书是关于智慧的。
It's a collection of the sayings of the wise.
箴言书收集智慧的谚语。
I soon gave up underlining.
我很快放弃箴言这本书。
It was too much.
太难了。
I did learn that God has much to say about being wise.
有关智慧，神有太多可以教导我们的。
Wisdom also has very little to do with being intelligent.
智慧和聪明是两回事。
We cannot measure wisdom by the amount of facts which a person knows.
一个人的智慧没有办法从他知道多少事实来衡量。
Even the world understands that.
这一点咱们都知道。
But godly wisdom is distinctly different from the world's wisdom.
但是属神的智慧和世人的智慧是截然不同的。
God defines his wisdom as a moral characteristic.
神定义他的智慧有道德的特征。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, according to Proverbs 9:10.
箴言九章第十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fools despise wisdom.
欲望人藐视智慧，箴言一章七节。
The fool is the one who lives as if there was no God.
诗篇十四章一节，五十二章第一节说，欲望的人心里说没有神。
God calls us to learn wisdom now.
神呼召我们立刻学习他的智慧。
He promises wisdom if we turn to him.
他承诺我们给我们智慧，如果我们投靠他。
If we refuse to listen to his wisdom, it will not be there for us when we need it.
如果我们不学习神的智慧，当我们需要的时候，智慧就不在那。
Therefore, it is important that we pay attention to what James has to say.
所以我们应该注意雅各所说的。
James highlights four truths about the wise and about wisdom in this passage.
在这段话里面，雅各强调了四个针对明智和智慧的真理。
James begins with a question in order to challenge the reader.
雅各以问问题的方式来挑战读者。
Who is wise and understanding among you?
雅各问，在你们当中，谁是明智的？谁是有理解能力的？
The Jews used the word wise in a technical sense for the teacher or rabbi.
犹太人用名字这个词的对象是老师或者拉比。
Among the readers of James' letter were those who sought to be teachers.
雅各的读者中有寻求成为老师的。
The word understanding adds to this idea.
有理解能力的，这里指寻求成为老师。
It refers to someone who has been trained or was skilled.
它指的是培训过的或者在行的人。
The person with understanding was considered the expert on a subject.
在一些领域里面，有理解能力的人被认为是专家。
If someone claims to be such a wise person, an expert, who has something to say to others, then James has a word for them.
雅各的对象是那些自称有智慧的，自称专家，有教别人能力的。
We all fit this category to some degree.When we believe we have something to tell others.
我们在一定程度上都属于这一类人，当我们相信我们有教别人的能力。
That person should prove his wisdom through the way he lives.
这样的一个人应该通过他的生活方式来证明他的智慧。
By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom.
雅各书三章十三节说，你们中间有智慧有见识的呢，他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
The truly wise will live good lives in all meekness.
智者在过美好的生活的时候，态度会是温良。
It is not.
是温良，柔顺的。
It is not position or training that demonstrates true wisdom and understanding.
一个人的智慧和理解力不是他的地位或者学位能够表明的。
It's not sufficient to claim to have something to say.
只声称有教别人的能力，这是不够的。
The one who is truly wise will live wisely.
一个真正的智者会过明智的生活。
The one who has understanding will show it in his life.
谁有理解力，谁懂事会显示在他的生活中。
A person's life will show if he has truly understood God's word.
一个人的生活会显示他是否真正明白神的话语。
God's word will be applied.
真正明白神的话语的人会应用神的话语在他的生活里。
From true wisdom will come deeds done in meekness.
行动以温良柔顺为主的是真正的智慧。
They will be part of a lifestyle that is attractive or good.
顺服神为主的生活方式是有吸引力的，是好的。
The word translated meekness is also used to describe a horse that had been broken.
Meekness 这个词的翻译是用来描，也用来描述一匹破碎的马。
It could be ridden and led with a bridle.
一匹破碎的马可以被骑，被缰绳主导它。
Meekness pictures power under control.
温良柔顺是权力被控制着。
By using this term, James makes a connection to verse 3 and controlling the tongue.
通过这个俗语，雅各和第三节关于控制我们的言语做了一个连接。
The wise deal with people gently.
智者和人打交道是平缓的。
They do not do so out of weakness.
平缓的和人打交道，这不是因为他们是弱者。
They have strength.
智者是强者。
But they control themselves.
但是智者能够自我控制。
They deal gently with others.
智者平缓地和人打交道。
James will repeat this in verse 17.
雅各在第十七节重复这一点。
The manner in which the wise live will be good.
智者的生活方式是好的。
It will make the word of God appear attractive to those who see the wise.
智者的生活方式使神的话语更有吸引力。
Exactly how that looks is seen in the contrast that James makes in the next verses.
雅各在接下来的几节用对比来说明。
He contrasts worldly wisdom with heavenly wisdom.
雅各用对比来说明属世的智慧和属神的智慧的差异。
James tells us in verses 14 to 16 that worldly wisdom reveals itself in selfishness and results in evil.
在雅各书三章十四到十六节， 雅各告诉我们，属世的智慧揭示了自私的心导致邪恶。
Some among the readers who desired to be teachers had bad motives and wrong attitudes.
雅各的读者中有些想成为老师的，有不良动机和错误的态度。
James implies that they had bitter jealousy and selfish ambition.
雅各暗示这些想成为老师的读者有嫉妒的心和自私的志向。
All who want to be wise must guard against these wrong attitudes and motives.
你想成为智者，就必须警惕这些错误的态度和动机。
The Apostle Paul made mention of something similar in Philippians 1 verse 15.
使徒保罗在腓立比书一章十五节有类似的话。
It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill.
基督传教士里面也有出于嫉妒和竞争，但也有出于善意。
Some people speak and even teach to reach their own goals.
有些基督教传教士是为了达到自己的目标传教。
They are not doing it for the good of others.
他们传教不是为了别人的利益。
They are not doing it for the sake of Jesus Christ.
他们也不是为了基督，耶稣基督而传教。
Their own goals might include getting recognition.
他们的目标可能是包括得到其他人的认可。
They might want to strengthen their own position.
他们可能想巩固自己的地位。
They might want to put other people down.
他们也可能想把其他人拉倒。
The word jealousy is the same word for zeal.
嫉妒和热情是同一个词。
The context will determine whether it is good zeal or bad zeal.
是热情还是嫉妒，看情况。
In this case, the word bitter tells us clearly that this zeal is bad.
如果是嫉妒，会带来痛苦。
It's the same word that is used in verse 11 for bitter water.
苦水，同一个苦字，也在第十一节出现。
There are those who are zealous to get ahead and be recognized.
还有一些人是热衷于获得成功，并得到认可而向前走。
What comes out of their mouths is not healing to those who hear.
他们的话听了，叫人不舒服。
Their words are not sweet, but bitter.
他们的话不是甜的，是苦的。
Unfortunately, these selfishly motivated people also boasted.
不幸的是，这些自私的人还自我膨胀，吹牛。
But boasting is a logical extension of selfish ambition.
吹牛是自私野心的逻辑伸延。
They wanted to get ahead, and they were glad to tell others of their ability or successes.
他们想获得成功，他们很高兴地告诉别人自己的能力和成就。
They also had difficulty seeing that they had a problem.
他们意识不到他们自己有问题。
The proud person seldom sees their own pride.
骄傲的人看不见自己是骄傲的。
To them, it is a truth that should be rightly recognized.
对他们来说，他们的成就是理所当然，应该被承认的真理。
Their ambition is justified.
他们的野心是合理的。
I can guess at the types of responses.
我可以猜测你们的反应。
We are just defending the truth.
我们只是捍卫真相。
It is important that people know all the facts, and we are the ones to inform them.
重要是人们知道所有的事实，我们是那些教导他们的人。
I'm just trying to present the other side.
我只想让你们看到事实的另外一面。
Me, jealous? Never.
我吃醋，没这回事。
Me, trying to pick a fight? Of course not.
我试图斗争，当然不是。
Such attitudes and actions correspond to the wisdom which we sometimes hear in the world.
这种态度和行为，在属世的智慧里，我们有些时候会遇到。
Think of some of the things which you might have heard.
想一想你们可能听过的一些事情。
You must have all the facts.
你必须拥有所有的事实。
You have got to get ahead.
你必须向前走。
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
谁想赢就得喊得大声。
You familiar with that expression?
The one who shall will win.
Okay. Don't let anyone walk over you.
千万不要让任何人跳到你头上。
Don't let people push you around.
千万不要让别人欺负你。
Such worldly wisdom is contrary to true wisdom which comes from God.
这种世俗的智慧是违背真正的智慧，真正的智慧是来自上帝。
James describes this wrong type of wisdom in the following three terms.
雅各用三种词语来描述这种错误类型的智慧。
He calls it earthly.
他称它为属世的。
To be earthly means seeing things only in terms of this world.
属世意味着看能在这世界上看到的东西。
It implies having the wrong priorities.
这意味着本末倒置，优先次序错乱。
Paul wrote to the believers in Colossae that they should set their minds on things above, not on things that are on the earth.
哥罗西书三章二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
He told them to teach in all wisdom, as the word dwelt in them richly.
哥罗西书三章十六节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、诗颂、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Jesus as well told his followers to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
That was more important than even food and clothing.
这甚至比衣服、食物还重要。
Earthly wisdom is most concerned about what happens here and now.
属世的智慧关心的问题是现在、今天在世界上发生的事情。
It's not concerned about eternity.
永恒不关心。
It's not concerned about God's will.
上帝的旨意不关心。
James also calls worldly wisdom natural or non-spiritual.
雅各还称属世的智慧是自然的，是不属灵的。
The natural man is the person who is not led by the Spirit of God.
自然的人，随心所欲的人，不跟随上帝的灵。
According to 1 Corinthians 2 verses 14 and 15, it's the person without the Spirit.
哥林多前书二章十四到十五节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以欲足，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The natural person does not accept or understand things that are spiritually discerned.
属人不接受，也不理解属灵的事，因为属灵的事情他们看不透。
Worldly wisdom does not have its source in the Spirit of God.
属世的智慧全然不来自于上帝的灵。
Worldly wisdom is attractive to those who do not have the Spirit.
属世的智慧对不属灵的俗人有吸引力。
James then calls worldly wisdom demonic.
雅各还称属世的智慧是魔鬼的智慧。
If teaching is not from God, it is from the kingdom of darkness.
如果教学不是从神而来，那就是从黑暗的国度而来。
There are only two kingdoms in this world, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
只有两个王国，光明的和黑暗的。
There is no neutral ground.
没有中立国。
Wisdom is from one or the other.
智慧来自光明的王国或者黑暗的王国。
The world seeks to give counsel.
我们生活的世界寻求计谋。
But worldly counsel is not from God.
这个属世的计谋不来自上帝。
Psalm 1 begins, Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
诗篇一章第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Those who deny God do not give true wisdom.
谁否认上帝，就不能够得到真正的智慧。
James concludes that such worldly wisdom will result in evil.
雅各的结论是，这种世俗的智慧会导致邪恶。
It will not bring good.
它不会带来好的结果。
Where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
雅各书三章十六节，在何处有嫉妒、纷争？就在何处有扰乱。 和各样的坏事。
The word translated disorder is commonly used in the New Testament for any disruption of peace.
扰乱这个词在新约常翻译成和平的破坏。
Arguments cause a disruption of peace.
争论导致和平的破坏。
Bad conduct can also disrupt the peace.
不良行为也可以破坏和平。
When individuals strive to put themselves forward, they are not thinking about the welfare of others.
当一个人只为了自己的前途着想，他们不会考虑到别人的福利。
It results in upsetting people.
它会使人烦恼。
It robs a group of peace.
它会夺取和平。
Wrong thinking also leads to wrong living.
错误的思想导致错误的生活。
Wisdom that does not come from God will lead to wrong living.
世俗的智慧会导致错误的生活。
James calls it every evil practice.
雅各称它们为种种的邪恶的实践。
All sorts of evil will result from living according to worldly wisdom.
按属世的智慧生活将会导致种种罪恶。
Heavenly wisdom is wisdom from God.
天上的智慧是上帝的智慧。
It is totally different than worldly wisdom.
它和世俗的智慧完全不同。
James describes this wisdom in verse 17.
在第十七节，雅各描述这种智慧。
He uses seven different terms or phrases.
他用七种不同的俗语来描述。
Heavenly wisdom is first of all pure.
首先，天上的智慧是纯洁的。
It shows no evidence of being sinful.
天上的智慧是无罪的。
There is no evidence of a sinful attitude.
天上的智慧是无犯罪的态度。
This is the opposite of being selfish.
天上的智慧是不自私的。
As the very first quality, this has importance.
作为第一个必要的条件，这是有重要的意义。
It is the overall characteristic of heavenly wisdom.
它是天上的智慧的总体特征。
Earthly wisdom might tell you to do evil, that good will come.
属世的智慧可能会告诉你，你做了坏事，好事可能会出现。
But heavenly wisdom is pure. There's no evil in it.
但是天上的智慧是纯洁的，不做坏事。
I have heard Christians lie.
我听过基督徒撒谎。
I remember one man who justified his lying by saying it was necessary to motivate a person.
我记得那个基督徒说，他说谎是必要的，是为了鼓励另外一个人。
I remember a woman lying to cover the wrong behavior of someone else.
我还记得有另外一个女人撒谎，是为了覆盖别人的错误行为。
These actions were impure.
这些说谎的行为都是不纯洁的。
They did not arise out of heavenly wisdom.
说谎的行为不是来自天堂的智慧。
Second, heavenly wisdom is peace-loving.
天上的智慧是热爱和平的。
This is the opposite of disrupting the peace.
这和破坏和平是对立的。
It strives to not create dissension.
天上的智慧不会产生纠纷。
Those with true wisdom desire to see people live at peace with one another.
那些有真正智慧的人希望看到人人彼此和睦相处。
Is it wise to say things which purposefully cause people to fight among each other?
你认为故意引起人们彼此之间斗争是明智的吗？
In many cultures, competition plays an important role.
在很多文化里面，竞争发挥着重要的角色。
But competition between people can easily lead to conflict.
但是人和人之间的竞争很容易导致冲突。
Certain teaching methods purposefully create conflict.
某些教学的方法故意制造冲突。
In the long run, such methods are not wise methods.
从长远来看，这种方法并不是明智的方法。
They may produce an immediate success, but they can foster a wrong attitude for the future.
这种方法可能会产生立即的成功，但是这种方法会培养一种错误的态度，面向未来。
Heavenly wisdom is gentle.
天上的智慧是温和的。
The wise person deals gently with others.
明智的人温和地对待他人。
He or she thinks about the feelings of others.
明智的人会为别人的感受着想。
They are tolerant of the weaknesses of others and do not take advantage of that.
他们是宽容别人的弱点，不从中取利。
Earthly wisdom would take advantage of another's weaknesses.
属世的智慧会从别人的弱点中从中取利。
If my primary purpose is to advance myself, I will use the other's weakness to my advantage.
如果我的主要目的是为我的前途着想，我会利用对方的弱点变成我的优势。
Heavenly wisdom does not do that.
天上的智慧不会这样做。
It is gentle towards others.
天上的智慧是温和的对待别人。
Heavenly wisdom is open to reason.
天上的智慧是明智的，理智的。
The wise person will listen to another argument and be reasonable.
明智的人会听别人的论点，是合理的。
They will let the other person explain fully.
明智的人会让对方解释他的论点。
The wise person can actually be persuaded by the truth to change an opinion.
明智的人会因为真相被说服而改变自己的观点。
The wise will let themselves be instructed.
明智的人活到老学到老。
The proud person is persuaded that they are always right.
骄傲的人会相信他们永远是对的。
The proud person is very slow to admit having made a mistake or held an incorrect position.
承认犯了错误的或者做了不正确的事情，对一个骄傲的人是很难的。
Worldly wisdom tells you to not let your faults be known.
世俗的规律告诉你，你的缺点不能够让别人知道。
It tells you that you must always be right.
他告诉你，你必须永远是对的。
Godly counsel tells you that only God knows everything.
属神的规律告诉你，只有上帝知道一切。
We make mistakes.
我们犯错误。
James has already said we all stumble in many ways.
雅各书第三章二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能列住自己的全身。
When we know that, we will listen to others.
当我们知道这一点，我们会倾听别人。
We will be open to reason.
我们会听别人的论点。
Fifth, heavenly wisdom is full of mercy and good fruits.
第五，天上的智慧是充满怜悯，多结善果。
Heavenly wisdom has the well-being of others in mind.
天上的智慧会把别人的幸福挂在心中。
The wise attempt to do something for the other person.
明智的人会尝试为他人做事。
The scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' day are an example of the opposite.
在耶稣的日子，文士和法利赛人是相反的例子。
Jesus said that they burdened people.
耶稣说，你们把难担的担子放在人身上。
They put out a great effort to teach people what they believed.
他们付出了很大的代价来教导别人他们的信仰。
But they didn't lift a finger to help them.
可是耶稣说，在路加福音十一章四十六节，你们自己一个指头却不肯动。
They did not live according to heavenly wisdom.
他们没有根据天上的智慧生活。
Heavenly wisdom keeps in mind how we can help others.
天上的智慧不断地提醒我们如何帮助别人。
Paul wrote in Philippians 2:4, Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
腓立比书第二章四节，保罗写道，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
This is heavenly wisdom.
这是天上的智慧。
Worldly wisdom says, help yourself.
世俗的智慧认为，只管你自己的事。
Sixth, heavenly wisdom is impartial.
第六，天上的智慧是公正的。
The original word translated impartial occurs only here in the New Testament.
公正的原词翻译只使用在新约里面。
It apparently referred to a person who made no unjust distinctions.
公正就是不做不公正的区别。
This would refer both to people and to truths.
公正可以用于人和真理。
Heavenly wisdom tells us to be consistent in the way we act.
天上的智慧告诉我们，我们的行为方式是要一致的。
We should treat each person fairly.
我们应该公平地对待每一个人。
We should give ideas a fair consideration.
我们应该公平地考虑别人的看法、意见。
It is not wise to favor my own opinion over others.
不能够只看好自己的意见，这是不明智的。
Finally, heavenly wisdom is sincere or without hypocrisy.
最后，天上的智慧是真诚的，不是虚伪的。
The heavenly wise are open.
天上的智慧是容易接近的。
They are truthful.
是真诚的。
They have no hidden plans or intents.
没有隐藏的计划或者意图。
With some people, we can wonder if they have their own agenda.
对某些人，我们可能有些疑惑。
It's difficult to trust what they say.
有些时候很难相信他们说的。
Do they really mean it?
他们说的跟他们心里想的是一致的吗？
People should be confident that we mean what we say.
我们应该给别人对我们有信心，我们说的就是我们心里想的。
They should be confident that we are not manipulating them.
别人应该对我们有信心，我们没有操纵他。
Heavenly wisdom counsels us to act openly and truthfully with people.
天上的智慧劝告我们，我们的作为是公开的，是如实的。
Wisdom is a smart way to handle people.
使用天上的智慧来管理人是一个聪明的办法。
It works.
这当然行。
But it is much more than that.
不过天上的智慧是远远超过有效的管理方式。
Heavenly wisdom works because God has established His wisdom as part of the very fabric of creation.
天上的智慧是有效的，因为上帝在造人的时候已经将智慧放在人的心里。
Living according to heavenly wisdom demonstrates a trust in God.
根据天上的智慧生活，证明你对上帝的信托。
When we live as we should, we are trusting God to work in people.
当我们根据天上的智慧生活，那么我们相信上帝会对人动工。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
对上帝的恐惧是智慧的开端。
James concludes this section on wisdom with verse 18.
在第十八节，雅各书结束本节的智慧。
It's also a transition to the next section.
在十八节也是下一节的过渡。
Heavenly wisdom yields right relationships with God and people.
天上的智慧给我们和神和人有正确的关系。
A farmer thinks of seed in terms of what it will produce.
在一个农民的脑里，农民想怎么样的种子出什么样的果。
He plants wheat seed, expecting a crop of wheat.
他种植小麦，就期待小麦作物。
Here James speaks of sowing, where the expected fruit is righteousness.
在这里，雅各说，期待那里有公义的成果，就在那里播种。
Righteousness implies right relationships.
正义意味着正确的关系。
First, there must be a right relationship to God.
首先，必须有一个和上帝正确的关系。
Jesus said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
马太福音五章九节，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必你为神的儿子，必称为神的儿子。
God sent Christ into the world to become our peace.
上帝派耶稣来到我们的世界，成为我们的和平。
Mankind lives naturally in enmity with God.
随心所欲的生活是和神为敌。
Our sin has separated us from God.
我们的罪把我们和上帝分开。
It has made us enemies with God.
它使我们和上帝为敌。
But Jesus took the punishment for our sin on the cross.
耶稣为我们的罪被惩罚在十字架上。
He has made it possible to have peace with God.
耶稣使我们能够和神有平安。
As many as receive Jesus, to them God gives the right to become His children.
通过耶稣，神再次赐给我们成为他儿子的权利。
When we become children of God, we should act like God.
当我们成为神的儿女，我们的言语一举一动就应该有神的样子。
That means we also should strive to be peacemakers.
这意味着我们应该努力成为和平的制造者。
Therefore, righteousness also implies right relationships between people.
因此正义也意味着人和人之间的正确关系。
We will not be able to live at peace with everyone.
我们将不能够和每一个人和平的生活。
The Apostle Paul wrote, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
使徒保罗写道，在罗马书十二章十八节，若行，总要尽力和众人和睦。
We need to strive from our side to live peaceably.
我们必须要从我们的内心力争和平相处。
Right, relationships with God and people are sown in peace and are sown by those who make peace.
当你有平安和众人和睦，你和神和人的关系才是正确的。
A peacemaker is more than someone who loves peace.
和平制造者远远在热爱和平之上。
He is more than someone who tries to live in peace with others.
他远远在和众人和睦之上。
A peacemaker attempts to bring about peace between people.
和平的制造者试图给人和人之间带来和平。
Remember that heavenly wisdom is peace-loving.
请记住，天上的和平，天上的智慧是爱好和平的。
To act with heavenly wisdom is sowing with a harvest in mind.
你的一言一语一举一动，如果是基于天上的智慧，那你的播种一定有收获。
We may not see an immediate response.
我们可能不会看到立即的响应。
A harvest always comes later.
收获总是来得迟。
But the harvest we want is righteousness.
但是我们希望的收获是正义。
We are not seeking our own advancement.
我们不寻求个人的进步。
We are not seeking increased attention to ourselves.
我们不寻求关注我们的人越来越多。
We are seeking a harvest of righteousness.
我们寻求正义的收获。
We are seeking a life which is well-pleasing to God.
我们寻求一种生活方式，取悦上帝的生活方式。
Worldly wisdom leads away from God.
世俗的智慧让我们远离神。
Heavenly wisdom leads toward a harvest of righteousness.
天上的智慧引领我们走向正义的收获。
This is good.
天上的智慧是好的。
It is to the glory of God and to our own benefit.
天上的智慧是神的荣耀，也是我们的利益。 Amen.